Hello, I'm Kara Lamar. Welcome to the STLE Compass, brought to you by the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers. The STLE Compass is your convenient and reliable resource for the latest developments in the tribology community. In today's episode, we'll be talking about metallurgy, and specifically the annual meeting course, Principles of Metallurgy, which is going to be co-hosted by ASM International and STLE. Our interviewee, Mike Pfeiffer, is a principal consultant for RIMKIS Consulting Group, which provides forensic engineering services. He is also president of Industrial Metallurgists LLC, which offers metallurgy training courses to professionals involved in product development and manufacturing. Mike has been teaching metallurgy courses for professional development for over 5 years. He's also worked with small to large companies in a wide variety of industries on projects related to cost reduction, product design and development, manufacturing process development, quality improvement, and root cause analysis. He has over 20 years' experience working on projects in these areas. Mike has a PhD in material science and engineering from Northwestern and is a professional engineer licensed in Illinois. He's also an active member of ASM International and has published the book Materials Enabled Designs, the Materials Engineering Perspective to Product Design and Manufacturing. Today, Mike will outline what metallurgy is in the field, go into some detail on the course that will be offered at the annual meeting, and we'll get a little preview of some of the content from the course. So with that, Mike, welcome to the STLE Compass. And the first question I have for you is, what metallurgy is? So give us a little background on the field for those unfamiliar.
The whole point of the course is this introductory course is to help people better understand where the properties of a metal come from. That a piece of metal is just not a hunk of something and that it just magically behaves the way it behaves. Even if you put it in a furnace and it heated up and cooled down, and that it just, some magic goes on inside of it. There are these microscopic things that happen inside of the metal, and that we can, certain things we can take advantage of and certain things we can modify and alter in order to get the properties we want. And it's, and when a person who understands how to modify these properties is responsible for either selecting the material they want and selecting certain processes, or they're responsible for actually carrying out those processes, they can do a better job if they understand what's going on inside of the metal, so that when they're doing whatever it is they're doing to the metal, they can kind of in their mind see what's going on inside of that metal, because ultimately that's what affects the properties. Is whatever you're doing on a microscopic level to the metal is what ends up people see in terms of the strength of a metal or its electrical conductivity or various other properties. And that's the idea behind this first course, this Principles of Metallurgy. And then the other courses that I offer build upon the concepts that I teach in this course, so people have to understand some of these basic microscopic structures that are present in metals in order to then be able to learn the other things that I teach in the other courses. And there's also the examples that I give in this course. They have to understand these microscopic properties, and then I explain to them, okay, now you understand these microscopic structures, here's some different manufacturing processes that we use, some different things that we use in order to manipulate these microscopic structures in order to get the properties we want. So that's it in a nutshell. Ultimately, the purpose of the course is to help people better understand what's going on inside of metals, so that they understand when they're trying to get certain properties, what's going on inside of it, and when they don't get the properties that they want, what might have been done incorrectly.
Sure, and remedies and so forth.
Exactly. Now, again, this is an introductory course. I have a bachelor's degree in master's degree in metallurgical engineering and a PhD in materials engineering. So I've been doing this for a long time. And so the expectation, they're not going to take this course and all of a sudden be able to go and
at that level.
It's not right. I mean, but they're at least going to be a little bit more knowledgeable and be able to ask slightly better questions and start being a little more cognizant of some of the things they need to be asking suppliers when they're talking to suppliers about, a tool that they're using.
Or even lubricants, too. I mean, they interact with the surface, I'm sure.
Exactly. But also, if the material is not the right hardness, why isn't it the right hardness? If it's not wearing the way they expect it to wear, did they heat treat it improperly? If a tool is cracking, why is it cracking? And maybe they didn't heat treat it properly, or maybe they didn't use the right elements to make it. And so by understanding those interactions, they can start to do a better job of problem solving.
Sure. And so I guess along that line then, there's a question, why might those involved with lubricants and tribology need to know about metallurgy concepts and principles and things like that? You need to know the properties of the metal in order to find out that, you know, what lubricants would interact with it, I guess.
Well, certainly, but also, you know, how a metal might wear or why it's not wearing, wearing the way you expect it to be. You know, so if you have two pieces of metal rubbing against each other, you know, and they're expecting to get a certain life out of those materials, and if one part is wearing faster than expected or wearing in a strange way, then that might be related back to the materials that were used or how the metals were prepared for whatever the use might be.
So focusing on the course, I guess, what do you cover in the course? You know, modules, objectives, that kind of thing. What can people learn and walk away with from this then?
The course is divided into several modules, and the first part of the course covers the different microscopic structures that are present in metals and what happens inside of a metal when it gets heated up. And because that is a very the response of a metal to temperature is one of the very important tools we have for modifying a metal, and then taking advantage and manipulating these microscopic structures is another way we have to modify the properties, and we can use either temperature to modify them, use mechanical treatment, and also, you know, adding different alloying elements to a particular metal in order to modify its properties. And so that first part is understanding what are those microscopic structures present in the metal. And then the second part is giving examples of methods that are used to modify the properties of a metal. And these are whether they're mechanical methods or thermal methods or, you know, changing the composition, and how those methods modify the microscopic structures that I discussed in the first part of the course. So it's a way of, through example, to illustrate how those, you know, how we take advantage of those structures and how we modify those structures in order to get the properties we want to get in a particular metal. So I think I cover cold working, annealing, solid solution hardening, which is adding different alloying elements to a particular metal in order to harden it up. Precipitation hardening, which is important in aluminum alloys and some copper alloys, and also some very high-strength steel alloys, and also through hardening of steel. So those are kind of the very common techniques used to modify the properties of a metal, and in particular the mechanical properties of a metal.
Okay, great. So that's a good overview of the course. Now I want to jump to, let's give people a basic understanding of metallurgy. So can you define what metallurgy is and kind of give us an overview of the field?
Well, metallurgy is metallurgical engineering is the understanding of the relationship between the composition of a material, the microscopic structures that are present in the material, and the manufacturing processes that are used to modify the material, and how those three things are used to get the properties we want in a particular alloy. That's it in a nutshell. So you have to understand the relationship between those three things: composition, microscopic structures, and manufacturing processes, and their effects on properties.
Okay, great. So who utilizes these concepts of metallurgy, and where do they use it? So what kind of applications are we talking about?
Well, it's any product that you see out there that has a piece of metal in it. If it's an automobile, with the body is a very highly engineered metal, the sheet metal used in an auto body. Perhaps the aluminum used in a ladder, the nuts and bolts used in any structure, the I-beams used in a building. So anywhere you see metal, the designer who's selecting that metal, who's selecting the metal and designing the part, and also the person who's making it. Those people have to understand the metallurgy. It can also be the supplier quality engineer, a manufacturing engineer who's working in the place where they're making the parts. All those people need to understand it. And sometimes the sourcing people, as they're going and talking to different suppliers, to be able to ask them questions about their manufacturing processes in order to get a sense of how well do they really understand their processes, and are they really going to be a capable supplier?
Thank you, Mike, for joining us today and for your insight. I'm Kara Lamar. For more news and information and research on metallurgy and the principles of metallurgy course that will be offered at the 2012 annual meeting in St. Louis, please visit our website. Thanks for joining us today. This has been another episode of the STLE Compass, pointing you in the right direction.